Here's a little thought I'll title Famous or Decor. And I have to start with a caution because I may be wrong about this, and I'm more than willing to admit it. But I think photography on the wall divides itself into two fundamental types. At least that's my observation. There's a couple of other alternatives off in the corner, but let me focus for just a minute or two on the two main types that show up on the wall. There are photographs that we frame and hang on the wall for their value as decor. Sometimes I refer to these as goes good above the couch. They're wonderful photographs to have and own and live with on a daily basis, and your relationship with them can deepen over time. But the overriding consideration for these kinds of images is that we often don't know who the photographer is. We don't care who the photographer is. What we care about is it fits the decor of our house, goes good above the couch. That's the first kind of image that finds its way on the wall, particularly in our homes. And there's a second type, and that's a photograph that is celebrated because its master is famous or collectible. And a great deal of what makes these images worthy of hanging on the wall is that they are great photographs by really terrific photographers, often well-known, published, like I say, collectible, historically important photographers. And when I go into people's homes, or sometimes into their offices, these are the two most common kinds of images that I see. And as a side comment about these two categories of images that make their way onto the wall, I'll confess that this is why I so rarely frame my photographs for display on the wall, because my work tends not to be decor, because it's way too personal. Not very many of my images, the ones that I care about, the ones that I feel good about, are what I might characterize as beautiful pictures. And, of course, I'm not famous nor collectible. You're never going to see my name next to Edward Weston or even famous contemporary photographers, Sally Mann, Annie Leibovitz. As much as I might fantasize about being a famous photographer, I'm just not. And my work is not collectible. And if our work is neither decor nor collectible, then it's likely to lose out. Because wall space is a precious commodity. People have limited amounts of it. They're going to put up the most important pieces of work, the ones they want to live with on a day-in, day-out basis, and it's either likely to be decor or collectible. And if our work isn't either one of those, then it sort of exists in a no-man's land. And what for so many of us makes this even worse, at least in my case, I'm not interested in chasing fame nor chasing those kinds of images that make great decor. I prefer to make what I characterize as personally expressive fine art photography. Something I want to say. It's a voice for something that I find interesting. And if it looks great above the couch and someone wants to display it there, well, fine. I'm perfectly happy with that. But that has no bearing on what I actually produce and why I produce it and what I pursue when I'm trying to make artwork. And by the same token, I'm never going to be historically famous. Maybe there might be a footnote about lens work as a publication, but not my personal work. And other than a few friends and my family, no one's likely to want to collect Brooks Jensen artwork because it has potential to be investment value. Oh God, isn't that a laughable concept? Or somehow bank on the fact that I might be famous someday as a photographer. Not going to happen. And so why waste our time with that? Because it occurs to me that the two categories of a famous photograph or a decor photograph really have almost nothing to do with why you and I are probably involved in photography. We're involved in photography for the process, because we love doing it, because it adds something meaningful to our life. And if you look at the images that are matted and framed and on your wall at home, I'll bet most of them are probably your images. And in that regard, they fall in the category of famous, because we're all famous to ourselves. they're our favorite images. That's why they're matted and framed and hung on the wall. And so they're famous in our minds because they are a high watermark of our success and our accomplishment. And that's wonderful. That's great. But I don't know any photographers, at least not off the top of my head, who have seriously said, I want to be as famous as Ansel Adams or Edward Weston or any of the other history of photography luminaries that are now considered the collectible masters. Someday, some of us might become that, but that's not why we do the work. That's not why we have cameras and go out into the world or go into our studio and try to make something that's interesting and significant to us. I think it also has something to do with why so much of our audience is probably our fellow photographers in our photo club or when we go to workshops or conventions or whatever. We share our work with people who are also passionate about photography because they can relate. They're interested in photography. You and I are interested in photography. And when we look at work, we might admire it for its technique or for its accomplishment or for the photographer's unique abilities or perspective. That's different from saying the photographer is famous. And I should also clarify that there's a side category that I haven't addressed, and that is work that ends up in museums. And sometimes that's not by famous photographers, or particularly famous photographers, but is selected for the collection in the museum because the photograph occupies a unique place in the history of photography, or in society, or in culture, or serves a purpose in documentary or social awareness, or those kinds of things. That's not decor, and it's not necessarily a collectible famous photographer. But that's another topic for another day.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.